Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Season 5, Episode 8. Let's get into it. At the very beginning of this episode, we see Lisa and Meredith, they head to the spa, and I guess Heather had called Lisa while she's on her way, so Lisa invited her to come over and kind of crash the spa day because Heather wants to fill them both in on her conversation with Bronwyn. Right? So she kind of fills them all in and kind of gives them her side of the story before they go on to the trip. Okay? But in this conversation, we actually find out a few other things that are going on. So Lisa is also asked by Bronwyn if everything's going to be okay because of that argument between John and Justin and her and Whitney. But Lisa was kind of confused as to like the wording on it, like, and I think she might have been a little bit offended after hearing about the conversation with Heather. But in all fairness, in the last episode, Bronwyn did ask Whitney as well if, hey, is everything going to be okay if you guys do come? Because Lisa and John will be invited as well. She
Yeah,
asked,
giving them
Whitney.
a heads up. Normal fucking thing to do,
Yeah.
right? Because
So
you know
it's
what's happening, right?
exactly. So there's this little kind of seed that gets planted in Lisa, it almost seems like, where now she's kind of got her guard up, right? Okay, now I feel weird about being asked about that. But
Lisa's
then
an idiot.
we also hear from Meredith that she's hurt because Angie's husband went on a podcast and brought up her son on the podcast, saying that like she uses the son to deflect against like her bad behavior or something like that, or inappropriate behavior or whatever. It's so funny. Everyone always kind of goes for her son Brooks. It's really weird, but he's not even really on the show that much.
No.
So we see that. So we're going into this trip and this conflict just keeps building and building. So let's see how things go, because we don't get very far into the trip in this episode. Do we need to pull out, what we're talking about, that bulletin board with all the pictures and pieces of string connecting everyone track going into this? I don't know. It kind of seemed like that, like when we're preparing to go on this trip.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So we get
I
on
like the private plane.
a private plane. Yeah,
I like
how
the
cool.
croissants and stuff that were being prepared too. They looked pretty good.
And if we can back up a sec, I love when Bronwyn opened their door when they kind of did a quick thing and her PJs, and then her dog had the mat that dogs had the matching PJs. Did you girls see that? Did you catch
We
that?
did see that scene.
Oh my God, that was awesome. So yeah, I just wanted to give her a
You
shout
mean
out for,
before they went to the plane?
before they went to the plane.
Yeah, that was cute.
That was really cute. But anyways,
That's a lot of
And I
organizing
loved
to
her
get all
outfit.
those dogs into those little outfits.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wonder if like they all slept like that or something. Like, how cute. Oh my
Except when they
God.
shit all over the floor, but that was last
Yeah.
week.
I know her dogs are a little bit gross, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, it's not them. It's her that doesn't have somebody you got. It's not like you can't afford to have somebody full fucking time cleaning up and picking up shit.
You
So
don't
do
let your
it.
dog shit in the house. Like, you
No,
just train them not
you
to,
train
really.
them properly, and you have somebody. If you don't have the time, you have somebody who fucking does it, takes them out for you. That's not, like that's a fucking beautiful house. You let your dogs shit all over the house? That's disgusting. The rain's starting to come, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a storm here today.
Yeah.
Staying nice and cozy and watching our housewives. Yeah, so they hop on the private plane, and like really traveling in style. And they all get,
Yeah.
private cars, and they split up into two different cars. And this is kind of where it starts to get real awkward, because as soon as they're all separated, the fight at Angie's gets brought up right away. So first by in the first car, it gets brought up by Angie because she's sitting in between the two different husbands. So Justin is one of them and her husband is the other one. And she makes kind of like a little joke, like poking fun at Justin, being like, "Oh, it's dangerous to be in between you two right now. You know, don't step at me, or you know, I'm Greek, I'll step back at you." In this scene, it was really funny because you see Todd's face. He's like not into it at
Yeah.
all.
Yeah, he's a it seems like a no nonsense kind of guy.
Yes.
Seems like a dicky pants, but we'll get to
Yeah, we'll
there.
get to Todd,
Yeah.
but John in the other car, he's filling in Seth about the argument and whatever, and his kind of point of view of it is like, you know, we've always known, like, from the very beginning, the past 5 seasons, it's always been, you know, let them do whatever they want, and
You
then we
step
kind of
back.
stay out of it, you know, don't get involved into it. And, you know, that obviously didn't happen in that scenario. And Bronwyn also brings up Heather. So I guess she had a conversation on the plane with Lisa and Heather about
Not
what
Heather,
had gone on.
because Heather wasn't there.
Lisa, yeah, you're right. Lisa and Meredith, I mean. So she has a conversation with Lisa and Meredith about Heather. And she basically brought it up to like kind of explain what had happened. She tried to invite her over, this and that. But they had already heard Heather's side of the story.
Yeah.
So they're trying to explain her point of view. And Bronwyn is kind of, she gets real pissed off real quick. Because she wanted them to hear her side. So it's
Yeah.
very beginning. This is the Bronwyn is like, she's trying to take over this trip. Like she's trying to like put her marching cap on, her band leader cap on and conduct the orchestra here.
Well,
As
she is the host of the trip, right? She did invite them on the trip, right? And she has a right for them to hear her side, don't you think?
And they did, but then they were trying to explain how
Because
Heather
they're taking Heather's
was.
side right away, right?
No, I didn't get that from
No,
them.
I didn't get that
I didn't
either.
get
get that. I didn't get that
I
from
did.
them.
Yeah,
No, I
I
didn't.
felt that.
I didn't get that. I didn't get that right away, Bronwyn lover.
Poor Bronwyn.
No, I didn't get that. I personally didn't get it. They were just trying to explain, and I think
Yeah.
the way that I understood it was
Mm
that they were trying to let Bronwyn know what Heather's point of view was so that
right.
Bronwyn wouldn't be so mad and that maybe calm things down. That's what I was thinking. That's it.
That's where I saw it as
Yeah,
well,
that's
but
what
Bronwyn didn't
I
see it
disagree.
that way at all.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
disagree
They're
too. I
siding
agree
with
with
her,
Bronwyn.
da 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 da. Okay, Bronwyn lover.
Yeah.
But the thing
Sorry.
is, you know, I really see as soon as, you know, they even just get onto the airplane, she is like, I'm in charge now. This is my trip. Everyone, blah, 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 blah. You can see right away.
I thought so
And I'm
too.
not a
I
big
agree,
fan of
Sugar. I
yeah.
agree.
And it's also because I'm not a big fan of Bronwyn, so that when I
Yeah.
see her trying to take control like that, I see her
Yeah.
more being controlling.
Yeah.
I perceived it.
Yeah, well, I'm like I said, I'm like you understood. I'm kind of like opposite of what you guys are thinking and feeling. I felt like they are both Team Heather. They are Team Heather, and Heather's fucked up, and Heather's got her issues and how she deals with shit and how she stirs shit up. So yeah, I don't know. Anyways,
It'll
we'll
come
leave it
out.
at that.
I
Yeah.
actually like Heather, but yeah, we'll get more into that. But
I don't mind Heather, but you know, she's not, yeah, no, she's got her faults.
anyway, they
Anyways, yeah,
get to
sorry.
a beautiful rental. It's
Yes.
20K per night, but there's no bathtub.
Oh,
Poor
goodness
Meredith.
gracious.
No, not poor Meredith. Poor Seth. That poor
Yeah.
guy. Do you see him running around? He's like, okay, gotta find a room with a bathtub. Because Spice, I don't know if you know this, but she's obsessed with baths.
Oh, I got that from
Yeah.
one of the first episodes.
Okay, good. So they're looking for rooms, and then right away, Bronwyn is a little bit sour in her mood. She's feeling awkward because, and you know what? It when you go on a big group trip like this, you're not only just inviting multiple women. It's not like a girls' trip where it's everyone's friends and you've got different personalities and different likes and dislikes, but then you're also throwing the husbands into the mix as well, right? So it totally changes the dynamics. And when you go on a couples trip, there's going to be more separation because people are going to spend time with their partners. Their partners are going to want to do this or this and that. So she right away, I feel like she kind of is making nothing into something. She's right away kind of going, oh, I feel awkward, you know. And Whitney, she explains to Justin, she's like, it's very awkward, but I need to salvage this trip because I've never had a friend pull off a trip like this before, and I've gone on amazing trips. It's like, really, Whitney? I mean, yeah, because you took everyone to Milwaukee. Like, what do you want? But it's really funny because she's basically insinuating, I really want to make this trip work because this is an expensive trip. Whereas in the last episode, she was going off on Lisa, that Lisa's going to act differently with Bronwyn because she has everything that she wants. And I kind of feel like Whitney is the one who's doing that right now, because as soon as she's seeing, oh, a nice shiny trip, oh, this, we need to make sure this is a good trip because Bronwyn's spending a lot of money on this.
We want in with Bronwyn.
And yeah, I know, and it's basically I want in with Bronwyn because look at this, look at this lifestyle. And I just think it's really funny because it's like, whatever. I mean, if you want to do that, fine. But you were just complaining about Lisa because you think Lisa does that in the last episode, right? I don't know. Maybe reading into it too much. Bronwyn's
I think
just
Bronwyn was a little off too because she felt like she didn't even know where Lisa was, right? Like she's hosting the party and she's feeling awkward because of Lisa. Anyways, I mean, I'm sure we'll get into it
yeah,
as
because
to.
the husbands were looking for the room for Meredith, right? The husbands went off and then she just kind of joined along with it. That's why I'm saying, you know, like go on a couple's trip, the husbands are going to want to go and do something and this and that. Like she didn't have the rooms planned out. It was everyone arrives and picks out their rooms. So, I mean, they were just running around in the rental looking at, you know, what's going on.
I just had to laugh at not so nice's expense, like during this time, because they started talking about at poolside about the trips that they were on. And then Lisa mentioned that some couples trip that they were on, that the food was too fresh in Italy for her and she didn't
Oh
like
my God, the girl is fucking delusional.
that. I
Who the fuck would ever say that they don't like the food? Let's not stay in Italy long because I don't like the food there. You fucking stupid idiot who has no fucking clue of what good food fucking is by the words you just spewed, like are delusional.
Tell me
Like,
how
get,
you really feel, because that's
like,
why I brought that up.
she's,
I made a
it's
special
too
note of that.
fresh. It's too fresh. Yeah, let me see what I can go find in the fucking frozen meals. How about some fish sticks from Captain, what's his name?
Highliner.
Highliner. Captain Highliner
We don't
fish
want to put
sticks.
down Captain
No, I
Highliner. I'm
like
sure he's
I had
fine.
them as a kid. We had them as a kid. I guess they weren't, yeah, that expensive. So once in a while we got the fish sticks like the rest of the people.
Lisa's going to be your new enemy just for that comment. Too fresh. I don't like it. We won't stay long in Italy.
So stupid. What a stupid thing to say. World recognized, world renowned for its food. And she's the only idiot who would say something like that. Goodness gracious. Sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, Bronwyn's jeweler arrives,
How
drove
cool
all
is
the way
that?
from LA. Brought all these, you know, presents she wants from Todd for their anniversary. Let's just talk about these prices because now I feel like an idiot when I was trying to guess how much Jenna Lyons engagement ring was. Because did you see the price of the diamond studs she was
I
looking at?
did.
1.4. Right?
Oh,
And the necklace was 4.
four. Yeah.
And he
Yeah.
likes to buy her what she wants. You know what? I like her. And she's pretty, you know, like she's not like she's just she seems like a pretty good person, even though
Oh,
she's.
let's we had a $20,000 per night rental and then drive my jeweler in while I've got TV filming me to show me what my husband can buy. Really? Really?
Huh.
For an hour,
But
please.
she
Maybe I'm
says it
just
straight up.
jealous.
She likes it.
I'm just jealous. Never mind. I'll move on. That's it. I'm jealous.
You want what she's got, Spice.
I do. I do.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty insane. Yeah, I have to say I am
Yeah.
jealous as well, but I agree to Spice's point. Oh, let me be a little flashy flashy here. Not only am I gonna buy the jewelry, but I'm actually gonna have my jeweler come all the way from LA to this event that I'm throwing on TV. Da-da-da-da-da, this and that. Oh, da-da-da-da. Holy moly.
The jeweler didn't look that impressed. That made me kind of laugh too. She's like, okay, that's fine.
I think that the jeweler was more distracted by the who was it? Was it Jessel? Who? No, wait. Was it who was in the water? Oh, the one who's fucking. She needs to really take lessons on how to be a little bit sports like Angie. Holy fuck,
You
she
didn't
is
like her.
horrible at sports. She, if I were fucking to see that. And I had to play us any kind of fucking sport, anything I never even fucking played in my life. And she was one of the people, and I knew what her skills were like. No fucking way she'd be part of my team.
You didn't
Holy
like your
shit.
skills with the balls?
With everything, trying to get the fucking ball off the water to her husband, another idiot. Like, I mean, it was like, really? And then kicking the ball or trying to, no, holy shit. Like so unathletic, and I'm not a big athletic person, but you know, there's certain things you get, you understand the combo, right? You understand how it works, right? Anyways, that's just
I
my
gotta
opinion.
say, I'm probably on par with Angie's athletic
Oh, yeah.
skills.
No, well, you're good with like yoga and that kind of shit, but.
Yeah, but that's not like a like coordination with a ball. Like I literally cannot do it. I'm so
Yeah.
bad at soccer. When I was a kid, my parents made me do soccer just so that I wouldn't hate like PE class so much. And I cried every single practice I had, every game I had. I was like, this is horrible. I hate this so much. It's not like I haven't tried. I have tried. It's not for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not a big player of like but if you pass a ball my way, whether it's a football, a soccer ball, a tennis ball, or a fucking ping pong, I'll be able to get it back to you pretty decently, right? I don't know. But video games, you know, takes me a bit to get coordinated. I'm not the best in video games, but give me a normal kind of thing. And yeah, like anyways, she's Greek. She's got like no skills at all with the basics.
Well, actually, one time I do know how to throw a football, and my dad was so like shocked. He was so surprised, and then he made me like pass a football with him for like 2 hours,
Well,
and it was like the best day of his life. It was so weird.
funny. Well, by the way, I loved Bronwyn's dress on the flight. What did you think? A,
Me
it fucking she wore it fucking well. B, the color was like perfect on her. Like it was just like she looked awesome. What'd
I
you guys
actually
think?
like that, and especially for
Yeah.
traveling because it looks
Agree.
nice, but it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Nope, she looked good.
So poolside. First scene poolside, and this is where, everything kind of just goes downhill as soon as they arrive. First, Seth tells Meredith, soon as they arrive, he's gonna be leaving first thing in the morning to go back to Ohio. Way to start the trip off on a bad note that now there's some sort of emergency and you're leaving right away. You're not even going to wait till Monday. You're going to leave on a Sunday.
You know what he does for a living?
No.
I have
I
no.
saw it on Instagram. I knew he was like a mover and a shaker, like doing what's involved with some business, but he's actually like one of the top executives at Big Lots. You've heard of Big Lots, right? The American
Yeah, it's like
company.
a Costco. Is that like a Costco?
It's like a budget kind of like a surplus Sam's. You know,
Cool.
like ends, odds and ends of stuff and discontinued mostly or whatever. And yeah, so he's like a giant executive for them because they've got like stores all across the States. They're huge. But yeah, I didn't know that he did that. Sorry, that was just on an aside.
Oh, I had no idea. Yeah, but I knew he was some sort of like involved in business or something like that, but well, that's pretty cool. Well, no wonder he has to. That's a pretty big position to have, so no wonder he has to travel so much.
But she did say it's been even more lately. It's like getting ridiculous out of control. So could be something else too. You never know.
Well,
Some nookie nookie.
I think he had just started this position or something like
He
that,
did.
but
Yeah.
and then, so there's even more travel, and his office is in like a different city too. So it's even worse. So, I mean, she can't travel because of the show, right? She can't relocate. They don't have a Real Housewives of Ohio. Although, you know, I'm open to anything if they do want to put her somewhere else and get a new cast. I never thought that the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City would be very interesting, and this is my favorite one, so I'm open. Things are awkward. Okay, so everyone feels very awkward because Lisa and Meredith, they actually went out before everyone else and they grabbed two seats and they're sitting separate from everyone. And everyone's sitting around and they're like, oh my God, so awkward, da 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 da. Personally, like I don't see anything wrong with that, especially when you're on a big trip with a huge group, right? You want to have your spot under the umbrella and this and that, and
But you would think you would want it near the host and not away from the host, right? So that's why I understand Bronwyn's point. Like she's, it's kind of weird, right? And then
well, I mean.
they didn't really do shots, but did you see? I was looking at Justin and Whitney's look for when they go to drink the Vita shots that you remember because they just fucking threw it out, right? Didn't they just empty them out, all their
In
stuff?
the sink,
And
yeah.
they didn't even do shots. Who the fuck sips tequila or mezcal, whatever it is? That wasn't shots. They were just sipping by
If
the
it's a
pool.
really good liquor, for sure, you can sip it. There's definitely sipping tequilas out there.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think
But
hers is
my
probably
point
one
with
of those,
that
but.
was, I mean, like, I've rubbed people the wrong way before based on where I've like sat, and like I never mean like any ill intent or anything like that, but like I've definitely like some people they just are like more controlling, like they want you to be in a certain spot or whatever, like but like in a situation like that, if you're sitting here or there, like you're around the pool, you're gonna all go into the pool together anyway, so what's the big problem? Like I didn't really find anything weird or uncomfortable with where they chose to sat to sit.
Yeah.
Not so nice. You obviously think it's different, like they should be sitting with the host.
Well, I've been in situations where I literally had to sit with people that I'd prefer not to sit with, right? And probably vice versa. But you know what? I'm not gonna fucking back up because you want to behave a certain way, so fuck off. I'm gonna sit right there and I'm gonna be me and whatever. Right, because I kind of
Especially
get,
in such an informal setting, like sitting on loungers in a pool, I don't see anything wrong with having a chair in between or this or that, especially if you had already sat, like had been sitting there. This is the umbrella. I'm comfortable in this spot. Like, I get it. At a dinner table, of course, you sit where, like, you sit with everyone, but like in such an informal setting, such as lounging at the pool, I don't see anything wrong with people sitting in different spots and whatnot.
I don't see anything wrong with it, but you would just think that they would want to sit closer to where everybody is versus, kind of secluding, like separating themselves from them. You know what I mean? Like as if.
I mean, they've got the whole weekend. They're going to be doing dinners. They're going to be doing activities all together. When you just arrive, like, personally, I think it was kind of making a big deal out of nothing.
Well, I think that they both did that sort of in a way because of Heather not being there too. Like as if, that's my personal opinion, what I think of that. Because they were annoyed that Heather wasn't part, because they're on Heather's side. They heard the story. They thought, oh my gosh. Oh, but they didn't listen to Bronwyn try and explain it. Again, sorry, yes, Team Bronwyn, but
See, again, I don't know about that because Seth had just come over. They had already been sitting there. Seth came over, gave Meredith that bad news, and I think they were just sitting there and talking about it. And then everyone else came. The husbands left. The other ladies came. They sat separate from them, and then it was like a big deal into nothing when they were just talking.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I thought.
I don't know. What about you, Spice? Do you have any opinions on the seating?
I personally when it would have been a big deal for me because the other what my understanding was that Lisa and Meredith sat on one side and not in, they just sat there. Then the rest of the people came out and chose to sit somewhere else. So like not chose to sit, but they didn't sit at the at in the same area.
Well,
Now,
but sorry, I'm going to interrupt you though. But the area that Meredith and Lisa were at, there were no other
it was
chair
smaller.
options, right?
Correct.
It
I
was a
know. Yep.
smaller area.
Yep.
So they could have chosen to sit on the bigger area versus the smaller area where nobody's going to be able to
But
really
you know
judge
what?
by the
This is, you know
standard.
what? Like I really didn't even care about that. Like that, I didn't put too
I
much
wouldn't,
thought into that. The only thing is, you know what I would have put some thought in is if people from one group or another said, "Hey guys, why don't you come over and join us?" And if they didn't, then that would be a problem, right? But that didn't even happen. They just kind of bitched about it, saying, "Well, they're sitting over there, and they
See,
don't
I
want
would
to
be one
talk,
of the first ones saying, "What the fuck are you sitting all the way over there
Exactly.
for?
Come on
What the,
over,
come over
right?
here. What the fuck are you doing there?" Right? Like we're here together. Fucking sit with us, right?
You would have said that, and then the response would have been interesting. That's all. That's all I'm saying. So, like me at the onset, it's not that big of a deal. But if someone made the point of saying something, then it could be a big deal, depending on what the response was. That's all.
Well, Angie notices the tension and she goes and grabs some shots of Vita for everyone. And they all kind of get together in the pool and they are shot glasses, but I guess it would just be a 2 ounce drink of Vita in not so nice's point because she noticed that a lot of people were just sipping on them. They didn't take a, like a. Take it back
Like
then.
if they want to get relaxed and like fucking let it all go, like stop with the whatever's they've got happening, then take a couple shots, relax, everybody kick back, have fun. You're on in a fucking beautiful house, it's all fucking paid for. Like, are you kidding me? Enjoy the fucking moment. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a big drinker, but I do, like, and I'm not a big tequila drinker, but there's been moments where I have had quite a few tequila shots, and it does make you relax and have fun.
Not so nice. What's the most amount of tequila shots you've done in one night?
Well, I think you know
What did
that.
you do the next day? I want answers to
I
both.
got up and I fuck. Okay, so it was 10 shots. That was my first time doing that many shots of tequila. It was the first time that my son was away for Christmas, and that's probably what added to it because we were doing a live call, and he was like, "Okay, have a shot. Come on, have another shot, Mom." And so I was like, and my sister-in-law was having shots too, and we had 10 shots, and she was out for the count by the next day. I was all good. I had to get up and fucking make a big Christmas dinner the next day. And I got through it, no problem. I didn't feel like I had a hangover. So I thought, hey, maybe tequila's my drink.
Maybe we should get you a bottle of Vita.
Yeah, we might have to try it. We'll have to try all the different stuff that they've got out there and make our own what is it? That's on the tip of my tongue. You know, when you voice your opinion, give it our star rating, 5 star, 4 star, 3 star, our own
Yeah, we can
opinion.
have a whole podcast special where we review
All their drinks.
their drinks and their clothing lines and their jewelry lines.
Jewelry,
Yeah,
yeah.
we're gonna save money and we'll just order it on
Alibaba.
Alibaba.
Yeah.
I want to see this Alibaba.
I'll show you.
Does it got like decent stuff? Like quality? No.
I have no idea.
Oh,
They
okay.
they've got every it's like Temu. They got everything.
Yeah, but is Temu good? Like, I don't know. It looks like it's got cute stuff, but what do you get?
We'll talk after.
Okay.
Anyway, we learn about Meredith's hearing aids, and Heather gets brought up in the pool, and Lisa Bronwyn goes to the bathroom, and Lisa literally calls Heather,
What a bitch.
and she's on the phone with Heather on
What a
FaceTime,
bitch.
and Bronwyn is walking back from the bathroom, like towel around her waist, and her eyes like just go red. You see, like she's so
Yeah, so would I.
pissed. So pissed off.
What a slap in her face. Like, fuck you. Here's the call to her. We're missing you so much. We wish you could be here. Who the fuck? Like, I mean, that was just ridiculous on Lisa's part.
It didn't
And I'm
make me
glad.
angry. It really
Huh?
didn't. It didn't
No?
make me angry. No.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
I know,
I
I
thought,
can
what a
see why.
fucking bitch. Right? What a bitch. It's a slap in Bronwyn's face. And Bronwyn, like, spoke so well. And Bronwyn has defended her when others have, you know, and she doesn't do the same for Bronwyn. You know, she wants the fucking perks. She wants to look like she's, you know, everybody wants her around, but then she's a bitch about it, right? Like, and I like Lisa. Like, she's got her good moments, her good outfits, but like she's just fucking is just like sometimes it's just too much. Her Meredith, Heather, yeah, like they just like are annoying sometimes. And same with Whitney. I mean, they've all got their moments, right? But yeah, I just thought Lisa, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you know, you see, Lisa's actually one of my favorites. I love her. I love
No, I
all
know.
the drama she pulls up. I love her attitude. Like you try, like she gets into fights with everyone. And no, I really like Lisa. And I think that was like the biggest FU. Like, okay, well, I'm just gonna call Heather right now. Like,
But then why accept the invitation and go there? If you're going to be that much of a bitch about it, then don't fucking come on the trip. Don't pretend that you're a friend and that you want to be friends and then do something like that. That's a shitty move.
well, I truly think that she thought there was nothing wrong with it.
Oh, she's fucking stupid and she knows that she's fucking digging that fucking knife in. She and Bronwyn are friends. They started off friends before. Like, who does that so fucking quickly to fucking burn your corners? Like, because you got new people you want. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
No, because now she's offended that Bronwyn asked her if her and John would be okay with Whitney and Justin being there. So
Well,
she's
because
taking
Bronwyn's
offense to
wanting to
that.
give her the heads up because she's invited people that they had a fucking argument with. So she's being nice about it. She's like, look, I'm going to invite them. Are you guys going to be okay? Like, you have to
Yeah, but
decide for
Lisa
yourself
doesn't
what's right
see
and
it
what's
that way.
wrong, right? Lisa's a fuck. She's fucking delusional. She's like fucking delusional lately. And like,
Lately?
she just is. Huh?
Lately?
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of times.
Spice, we haven't heard your two cents.
I know because it's like I'm listening to this ping pong match going back and forth. It's really fucking interesting for me.
Sorry.
I don't have an opinion on this. This one I don't. I have an opinion on something else when Bronwyn goes and talks to her husband.
Yeah, me
Well, he
too.
went in to check on her, right? Whitney went in to check on her first after that because it started getting too loud, too loud. Is that what you're talking about? And then he went to check on her because he could see what was happening at the pool and it was getting extreme. And then Bronwyn, after she said her thing, and she maintained her cool, she kept her composure, and she was quite like just well spoken, right? And she made her point, like exactly to Lisa. And Lisa, like, is just like, no, Lisa, you can't fucking do that. Like, you just can't, right? And then expect for like all to be let go or whatever. You know what I mean? And her husband, he already said he's not going to put up with shit. And Bronwyn knows what he's like. And so, he went to check on her and he told her before the trip, something goes down, I'm either going to leave her there.
Bronwyn has caused so much trauma this season already.
Yeah, I
She knew
don't think she's the
exactly
one
what she was
causing it.
doing, and she was planting little seeds to make
Yeah.
it. She and Todd, her husband, is a real asshole. You can see it just in this one. We haven't really gotten
Don't
to
know if he's a real
what?
asshole, but
Oh, he
okay.
totally is. Sorry, I don't see what you. I don't know. We're not. Are we watching the same show?
Yeah.
But
I don't
whatever.
know.
Todd
I mean,
comes
I haven't
in.
seen him enough to say if he's an asshole yet. I think he's
You know
very
how I can
diligent.
tell you why he's an asshole?
Why?
Bronwyn's face when he comes in. She's looking down. She's like, she can't even, he's talking, he's going off on her. She can't even make eye contact with him. You can see their relationship dynamic is not good. Like, she's trying to make sure he doesn't turn into a bigger asshole right now and embarrass her in front of everyone.
Because he's
Just
got
watch it.
a blow up point. I get it. But anyways,
But when you're hosting a trip,
you want to have fun. You're not going to be fucking miserable and watch people fight, right?
I
And
know, and you're not
especially
gonna
with
do it.
you.
You're
You're
not gonna
the
walk up to the,
host.
you're the host, and you're not gonna walk up to the other couple and say, look, you get your wife in order or you're gonna have to leave. Like, what the fuck is that? I would have been gone so fast. If somebody
Yeah, I
said
would have
that to
left.
me,
I would have
I would.
left.
Not what a good host does. He
No,
goes
it's
up to
not.
your guest and
He's a
says,
dick. He's
he's
a
a
but if
dick.
you're but sorry, if the host is being attacked, you're still okay with the host not being
No,
told, or
Bronwyn
with the
never
person not to
attacked
be there?
anyone.
No.
No, no.
Bronwyn
Bronwyn was
didn't.
the one who attacked.
And
Lisa never initiated.
no, she never did.
Bronwyn was stating her points, and
No.
Lisa was responding, and Lisa was loud about it too.
No.
Bronwyn.
I don't agree. And the other thing is that's between Lisa and Bronwyn. Like, her
Yeah.
husband doesn't come in and say, you know what? Go to the husband, her Lisa's husband, and say, put a muzzle on your wife, or you're the fuck out of here. I would have been so gone. Like, I would not have stayed. I
I
really
would
wouldn't
too.
have. I wouldn't. It was
But
so
I would have left too. And I'll be honest. If I'm going to go, then I'm going to be respectful to that host and I'm not going to fucking start a fight with them in their place, right?
No, and I didn't say that. You're right, but he didn't either. Lisa's husband didn't start a fight. He didn't say
No, he
anything.
didn't.
But
He
I, you know
didn't.
what?
So
I would have had a few choice words to say to him, though. If someone spoke to me and he spoke down to him, and that had nothing to do with him, that's not a good host. That's not, that's someone
that's a
that's really
terrible
shitty
host.
character. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And you know, not so nice, I love you, but we don't agree on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not just about Todd's words where, like, I'm gonna go talk to him about this bullshit. He was pretty aggressive. Like, he's not, like, that's not what a good host does. I get it. You want to have a relaxing trip, then don't agree to doing this and going on a couple's trip.
I mean, we saw what happened in OC, right? The host left. So, really?
Yeah,
Somebody's
true.
got to fucking go when there's a problem, right? And why should the host fucking go? They're the fucking host. The asshole should fucking go. And the asshole, in my opinion, is Lisa. But that's my opinion. And I
That's
know
your
you guys
opinion.
think that it's just like, I love Bronwyn. I don't. I'm not, but I do like her. And I don't know. There's something about her, and I'm telling you, like, that's just, well, whatever. It's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I think she's okay. Spice, are you laughing at me, smiling?
Nope.
I
Nope,
think
just
she's
letting it sink
yawning. You're
in.
putting her
Just
to
letting it sink
sleep.
in.
You're hiding your poker face.
Anything else from this episode?
I don't think so. I think we beat it to death.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Well, the golden question, which jewelry piece would you choose from the Bronwyn's, items that she's looking like? Or if you want to pick another item of similar price point, go for it.
Okay, I got dibs on the diamond necklace. I want
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
one. I like both pieces, but I did like the choker that was in the jewelry store that the dog apparently wore.
Lucky dog.
Do you remember which one that was?
The one that Charlize Theron wore.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I
I
don't know how
might.
much that one was worth, but I like the choker style. Just
I
because
might
it.
upgrade to like a super rare car or something like that rather than a jewelry piece. That way I can drive it around every day.
Well, you said you didn't tell us there was an option of picking a car.
Exactly.
I
You
said
have
another
to paint
item.
it
I might have
up. You
picked a
can
nice
switch it
fucking
to
car
something
too.
else.
Well, I could take the cheaper jewelry piece and a fucking car. We'll
Yeah.
go from the 1.4 and then add the car on. We're up to the four.
I
We
would,
keep
yeah,
it in even under the three.
I wouldn't want to take the 4 million on the necklace and then have to catch transit,
Yeah,
Wow.
fair.
That was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.